Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Tim Cruz. I'm the district attorney here in Plymouth County. Gathered here with me today are members of the Duxbury Police Department, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Warmington of the Mass State Police, Duxbury Police Chief Mike Carbone, Duxbury Fire Chief Robert Reardon, and Duxbury Town Manager Renee Reed. A few of those gentlemen will make a couple statements after I speak. And what we're doing here today is give an update regarding the tragic incident which occurred last night. And as you are probably all aware, this matter continues to be active and ongoing. Therefore, we are somewhat limited as to what we can talk about, especially as we continue to build a criminal case. At approximately 6:11 last night, the Duxbury Police received a 911 call for a report of a suspected attempted suicide of a female resident who had jumped from a window at the home at 47 Summer Street. Upon arrival, Duxbury Police and Fire located the woman, and she was treated on scene and transported to a local hospital for treatment, where she remains at this time. She's been identified as Lindsay Clancy, age 32. First responders subsequently located three children in the homes under the age of five, unconscious with obvious signs of severe trauma. A five-year-old girl and a three-year-old boy were transported to Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Plymouth, where they were pronounced deceased. They've been identified as Cora Clancy and Dawson Clancy. A seven-month-old infant boy was med-flighted to Boston Children's Hospital, where he remains for treatment as we speak. Duxbury Police contacted the state police assigned to the DA's office, and the investigation commenced. The state office of the chief medical examiner took jurisdiction of the deaths, and they will ultimately determine the manner and means of the death of the children. Preliminarily, it appears the children were strangled. Since 6:11 last night, when the Duxbury Police received a 911 call at 47 Summer Street, to this very moment, investigators with Mass State Police, Duxbury Police, and other first responders in our office have been working this case around the clock. As a result of information gathered during the course of the investigation, we developed probable cause and today are seeking and obtaining an arrest warrant out of Plymouth District Court, charging 32-year-old Lindsay Clancy, the mother of these children, with their homicides. Lindsay Clancy, as I stated, is being treated at a Boston hospital. As soon as able, we will be arraigning her on the two charges of murders and the deaths of her children. As stated earlier, this is an active and ongoing investigation by the Mass State Police and the Duxbury Police. I want to further commend the professionalism and the work of the Duxbury First Responders and the Mass State Police. I'm sure many of them will not forget what they saw last evening, and I think we should all be grateful to the men and women that put a uniform on that are willing to do this difficult and challenging job. When something like this happens, there are obviously usually more questions than there are answers. As we proceed forward, we will give answers as we can. But we have, as I stated before, need to continue to do our job to put a criminal case together. So therefore, nobody's here to speculate. Nobody's here to talk about any motive of individuals. We're well aware of the fact that anybody charged with a criminal crime is presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in all of our cases. This is an ongoing investigation, and certainly our hearts and condolences go out to the Clancy family. I cannot begin to fathom the expressive the pain, the depth of pain that must be going on. With that, I'll turn this over to Chief Carbone of the Duxbury Police.
Chief Michael Carbone, Duxbury Police Department. As we continue to investigate this painful incident, I'd like to thank the Massachusetts State Police, the District Attorney's Office, and the Duxbury Fire Department for their help, and the many other surrounding agencies for their support and their offering of resources. The Duxbury Police Detectives, along with the State Police Detectives, have been working nonstop and will continue in the days, weeks, months, or whatever it takes to get answers and to hopefully come to justification of or reasoning of what's going on here. Again, I just want to extend my gratitude to the many agencies. Thank you.
Chief?
Chief Rob Reardon, Duxbury Fire Department. On behalf of the entire fire department, our thoughts and prayers are with the victims of this tragic event, their family members, and all the members of our regional public safety community who responded. Tragedies like these are always difficult to comprehend and process. We may be left struggling with many emotions. Please know that all public safety personnel have been offered and will continue to be offered needed support. To all those who responded, we care about you. If you or a colleague are in need of support, please reach out. I also want to thank the citizens of Duxbury and surrounding communities for the extraordinary care and compassion they have shown during this very difficult time.
Our community is, of course, reeling from the tragic events of last night. And I want to reemphasize with the district attorney that this is an ongoing investigation. Our thoughts are with the family at this difficult time, and they have our deepest sympathies. Many people have been contacting each of our respective departments about the well-being of our first responders and what people can do to help to support them. Following their response and involvement in the events of last night, the fire, police, and dispatch personnel who were either at the scene or provided support during the incident were relieved of their duties shortly thereafter. The Duxbury Fire and Dispatch Departments engaged the services of their critical incident stress debriefing team, and the Duxbury Police Department received support from the Metropolitan Law Enforcement Council and Massachusetts State Police peer support groups. We offer our sincerest gratitude to these groups for their support of our departments. The town of Duxbury is providing the stress and follow-up support that is necessary to each of the men and women in these departments. As you all know, the service of our first responders that they provide to our community on a daily basis is truly remarkable. In these seemingly impossible moments, our support for them is absolutely critical, and we are committed to ensuring their well-being. As was mentioned, the outpouring of support to our community has been incredible. We have all heard from our neighboring municipalities and, of course, the remarkable residents who live here. Many have asked what they can do to help, ranging from donations to meals, to money to each of the departments. At this point, while we cannot accept monetary donations, we would ask those who may wish to contribute food or meals to please contact either the police department at 781-934-5656 or the Duxbury Fire Department at 781-934-5693. Please know that the town of Duxbury is tremendously grateful for the support, and we all share in the deep appreciation of our first responders. We have a lengthy road ahead of us, and we are thankful that we are not alone in that journey. Thank you.
District Attorney, can you tell us if postpartum psychosis is being looked at?
I'm not in a position to comment on any mental health issues. However, I would say that everything is being looked at.
Where is the husband at this point? Is he also hospitalized? And you're confirming he is the one who made the 911 call?
He is the one that made the call, and he is not hospitalized.
Yeah, can you just talk about, so this is a double murder, attempted suicide, or what are we talking about here?
I'm not going to really be in a position that I can classify it at this point what it is. Obviously, it's a horrific situation for the two young children. We're still putting it together. And when we come to the end of that road, we'll make a determination.
Is there any history of domestic violence at that address?
No comment on that at this point.
What is the condition of the 7-month-old? Is he expected to survive?
I don't know that. I do know that the child is still under care as we speak right now.
In critical condition?
And, I don't have his exact status, but I think we should all be praying for him.
Do you know how long it was before the husband arrived home that Ms. Clancy was home with her two children?
That's going to be part of the investigation.
D.A. Cruz, can you talk about, did the woman try to hurt herself before going out the window?
That's also part of the investigation. We are in a position right now, like I said, regarding the actual factual situation as what's going on, that's still being put together. And I think that when we have an opportunity to address and put those issues on the record in court, I think there'll be some clarification as to that.
And the strangulation, are you able to say where the children were found? The two deceased were strangulation. Was the one who was hurt as well have any evidence of attempted strangulation?
There is certainly evidence of harm to that child, but I'm not going to specify that child.
Can you say where they were found?
No, I'm not going to say that at this point. Okay.
How many first responders were placed on leave, and how long do you expect them to be out for?
I actually don't know that question. I know some of the police officers were. Do you know, Chief?
As far as the police department goes, anybody who is on shift, I'm not going to release a number, but any officer that was working on shift at that time.
Just in Duxbury or some of the surrounding communities as well?
I can't speak for the surrounding communities, but in Duxbury, yes.
And Chief, I know you would give a statement about helping them, but can you sort of speak to the, you know, they need to come together, they understand, they can be the only ones who can understand what they went through last night, and I mean, can we talk about that camaraderie and how they sort of need each other now to get through this and process this?
Well, you just said it the best, and they're working on that with, you know, specialized groups to build that camaraderie and work together. So, yes, we're still working on that, and that's a long process as well.
Chief, are you familiar with this family? Were there any prior calls made to the home?
I can't speculate on that.
That's all part of the investigation right now. And like I said, when there is more information as pertains to that, we'll be able to deal with that, hopefully on the record in court. But for right now, I think the information we've released is pretty much in total.
And DA, how will the arraignment work? I know you said it wasn't possible. Would that happen, you think, in a hospital based on the condition?
I think right now that's unclear. I think we'd have to find out her medical status, and right now I'm not exactly sure of it.
You don't know her condition?
I'm sorry?
Can you confirm that she's at Beth Israel Infirmary?
I can't confirm where she's at right now.
You said she was in Boston, though.
And she's not, yeah, she's in a hospital in Boston. Yeah.
And you don't know her condition at this point, how seriously she's in?
Well, I think the condition is a moving target. And I heard something this morning, but I would wait to find out what's going on later with her.
Chief,
I'm not sure.
DA, can you just ask for you personally, if you've been at this for a while,
I mean, the chief's been a police officer for 34 years, you know, and I've been the district attorney for 20 years. So I think that, you know, you in this line of work, as all these men and women that do it, it's you see terrible things. And I think that, you know, we have a responsibility to go forward to make sure we remember what this is about. This is about making sure the right thing happens in these cases and to look beyond that. I know that the Massachusetts State Police are also, the troopers that showed up last night also are receiving, you know, the appropriate help, because it's a challenging event. I think being a police officer, being a first responder, has never been more challenged. I think we should all be thanking them for their efforts, and we should continue to pray for the family in this this terrible event. And we will go forward and do our job, and that's what we're going to continue to do, no matter what it is. And if people, we'll do the best that we can with what we've got and go forward.
So let's see if I can get through this question with some dignity. The outpouring of support has been tremendous. If you go to a place like Facebook, and there's a page there called Duxbury Helping Duxbury, it's been remarkable. The churches have all opened their doors. People just want to do something. You know. It's tough. This isn't what I do. It's what these guys and gals do. So to be up here is tough. I apologize. But maybe I'm the outward expression of what they're feeling. I work with them every day. I know a little bit of what they go through. But when they tell me it's the worst they've ever seen, it's going to have an impact.
Were children with the 5-year-old in preschool at all, in school at all?
We don't have any comment on that result, the investigation with the kids right now. I think we've said what we can say at this point. Okay? Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.